Is it the volleyball that saved that man's life on open sea? A man survived on open sea adrift clinging to a partially deflated volleyball. What allowed him to survive? It was the hate of the idea of dying. Yesterday I watched, again, the amazing Danish movie After the Wedding. The dynamics were played out with good acting and good directing, the one with strongest hate wins. You hate to die, but you hate to leave your loved ones with no father figure more than death. Weak people call it love. I call it the hate that makes love love. We all want smooth sailing. And we are taught that smooth sailing is through love, love, love. Bullshit. And today there is no love in the world. Or hardly any. Because love is impotent. Unless hate is underneath it to fuel it. What is underneath smooth sailing? We all want that. It feels so good. So most people go to magical thinking. Religion, law of attraction, manifestation and luck. I have been going a different direction. Mastery. So smooth sailing doesn't happen to me, I am moving in step with how it is, reality, life, processes, patterns, what have you, and the experience is smooth sailing. The experience. Not traveling as a passenger, but traveling as the driver. And because I am in tune with the environment, the requirements of the job, the patterns, the rules, I drive smoothly. It's not innate to me. My base nature is hasty, jumpy, impatient, all-knowing. Disrespect all around. So I needed to tame my base nature to be able to look, and learn, and practice, so that I can do the job smoothly. I had to borrow principles, like slow is smooth and smooth is fast. But, of course, slow is smooth and smooth is fast is for people who get things done. To my utter horror, I am finding out that most people never actually do anything, let alone get things done. Especially my number two backdrop people. What is this number two backdrop? Well, for starters, humans, the species, live through words. Helen Keller, until she learned words, lived exactly like any animal. Instinctively. But humans live through words. See through words. Hear through words. Nothing that has no words doesn't even occur to humans. And all those words are written into a tapestry I call backdrop. So as the person grows, less and less wonder is going on, everything is already seen and named. Already and always. Some of those words are more significant, more defining of the person's life than other words. And those more important words tell the person almost exactly how to live, how to behave, so nothing will change. Those words awaken emotions that are either motivating the person or the opposite, make them continue being the same way that they have always been. The only thing that motivates is pain. Anger. Hate of how it is. The idea that is taught but is not true is that desire motivates. It doesn't. What motivates is hate. What motivates is pain. The idea that how it is unbearable, intolerable, and must go. The average motive power, I measure from 1 to 100 is 7. In North America, it is 3. The minimum motive power needed for someone to move is 30. So what's going on? What's going on is most people, maybe because of positive thinking, tell themselves that it's okay, they are already good enough. That it's not bad. And if it is not bad, then you won't be motivated to move away from it. Unless an individual can whip up anger, hate, defiance, fury in them, they cannot change their inner swamp into a dry ground they can take off from. It seems that without some defiance, some hate, you will be someone who never gets anything done. No initiative, not seeing things through. You are a lump of flesh. Here is another difference: humans get things done. Animals don't. They go and eat, and sleep, and mate. That is that. Familiar? I thought so. That is what you do. And coming to my sight to soothe that little hate of unhappiness and emptiness doesn't get it done. The hate is so little, that reading an article soothes it enough that you are now good to go. To what? To eating, sleeping and mating? Yeah. I have to admit, most people who come to me are guppies and I can turn them into great white sharks. They come with no substance. Nothing to work with. Your most human energy is hate. That is what got the early humans to evolve. Hating how it was. Hating boredom. And hating being the weak species with nothing much to protect them from all the stronger animals or the weather. So that hate allowed them to evolve. Did you hear I didn't say, hate someone? Not even yourself. No. That directed hate is burning you up. Not moving you. No, hate how it is. Hate what is. Hate what someone said about you. They said, you are not going to amount to much? Prove them wrong. They said you have no talent? Build talent. Talent is learning to do something so well it looks like innate. The number of talented people who never went beyond what they were given is huge. They didn't hate mediocrity, didn't hate stagnating, didn't hate people calling them talented. Not enough to do something with their talent. So this is where we are. Humanity. Comfortable. Hating people. Yes. The government is also people. The superior court is also people. Why don't you hate screwing without protection? Never thinking ahead? Leaving your fate to luck? Hate that. Hate that you are a volleyball thrown about at sea. With no motive power of your own. Neither to stop, nor to go. Ugh. Hate that. And then do something about it. All the books, especially the inspirational books, lie to you. What is underneath any success is hate. I just reread Obvious Adam. The dude, this Obvious Adam seems like something positive motivates him, the book seems to say. But he is motivated by hate. Hating the fancy self-serving nature of his industry, advertising. It is hate only that gives humans energy to move. The motive power. To become producers, to become human beings. It may be unconscious. Because it is politically incorrect. In a world of lovey-dovey. I muscle tested some well-known very rich people. All are moved by hate. Yeah. Hate is good. I am, in my programs, work with people on methods to increase their hate. I don't have much hope that it will work. But I hate that it's missing. Hate. So I am going to work on it. I hate it more than I hate death. If you want to know where you are at, as far as your motive power goes, I measure it in the starting point measurements. In this coming Tuesday, we'll get to the roots. The motive power needs to come from the roots. You are either resigned to what the roots say about you and about life. Or maybe you get relief by judging others as being worse than you. Or you feel miserable, but instead of whipping up hate and defiance, you take weed or alcohol to escape. We'll see what you can do with what you have. And then we'll see if you have enough whatever it will take to feed the newfound hate and defiance. Let's find your roots. So you can move. Finally. The focus of the workshop is to see why you don't move in the area of money. Why you stagnate. Or are a non-starter even. But how you do anything is how you do everything. So what we'll find applies everywhere, including your health and relationships too.